Blog Talk Radio.
Smokeout, it was the winner, and just a butt-throwing contest down there.
had the Carolina barbecue second, and Bethany Stacks was third, and I think Tough Week was fourth. And then, of course, the like we mentioned, we had the contest barbecue benefit for Boy Scouts over there in Sumter. And all smoked up. Congratulations, guys. They took first place, and Pinto Smoke, I think, was second. I'm not sure about this, who the third, but they popped the Cecil Pit Master, maybe a local guy, and then Bull Branch to Pit. Yeah, just looking up here, pulled up the line here real quick. It looks like we had 13 teams down there. So looks like that was something was a good contest as well. I think they did a winning. Wayne Dean on Friday night where they were able to raise some money as well. And not sure who won that, but they had a wing contest. In fact, they had a rear contest, too. It wasn't part of the NCD. I think it was just kind of everybody throwing their money and buying the money at the first, second, third teams, I believe. So I think, we had somebody call it one time. I think Bull Branch might have won the rear contest down there at Sumter. Not positive, but... somebody was calling us about that, would be great. And then Austin over at Columbia, Smoking at the Market, the Southern Barbecue Network, had a contest there. It's the third one there at Smoking at the Market. They have an unbelievable venue there at the market. They have this huge building structures for basically, I guess, the people pulling there and set up and sell for the farmers market. But what they do is they clear out those areas and that's where basically the team is parked. And this year they actually it's actually a lot nicer. They utilize both buildings. They kind of use the area in between for some other vendors to set up and sell tickets and stuff for. So everybody got we have plenty of space. I mean, we have like the equivalent of like four parking spots across and. You know, whatever, that's probably 15 foot deep. And then, of course, you have whatever kind of behind you as well. So, nice flat surface. Your power and water hookup was, within 15 foot of you. Nice, covered bathrooms, hot water. I mean, again, I know we talk about this all the time, but it seemed like a lot. But when we're picking out there, man, it sure is nice to have those things pretty much right there within arm's length, but just a great contest. Like I said, 42 teams. It's pretty bad. I can't remember who. I think Pop Billy Smokers. I think that's who took first place there. Kind of an interesting thing. With the SBN, they award they have a grand champion in reserve. And of course, this was a ribs and butts contest, which a lot of SBN events are. They did a wing contest on Friday, which was kind of like a fun event, like most contests do. But for the second year in a row, the team that finished first, the grand champion in the reserve, did not get a call in Butcher Ribs. In other words, they weren't first, second, or third in Butcher Ribs, but their scores were good enough in both categories. So kind of an interesting thing. But we had a good outing. It was not didn't finish exactly where I wanted to. But we did finish fifth out of 42 teams, which we were pleased with. I think we were just about a point and a half out of grand champion. So it was about the first six or seven teams, I think. It was pretty close there. So, it was a great contest. The weather was good. And the crowd they had was phenomenal. In fact, they had to refund tickets on Friday night. The wings went so fast. And then on Saturday, the barbecue sold out so quick. Quite honestly, I just quit selling tickets until people just start when they were coming up the line and still there, find a place that had barbecue if, any of the teams or spots that barbecue left. We ours ran out about an hour or less that day, and I think we cooked, like all teams, we cooked eight butts, and you figure whatever you turn the training box and all, so that's a pretty good amount of barbecue gone in an hour's time. You figure you got 42 teams. So then I think everybody else pretty much, kind of depending on where you were situated at, you might have got more people coming by than maybe than others. But, I think at 45 minutes after that, or after we went out, I think pretty much everybody was done. So, it was a perfect scenario, great weather, lots of teams. So I think next year they're probably going to plan on having a football prepared with more food, maybe try to solicit some other cookers. Before it took off, and need to have a bigger grill, and Elon's going to grill to cook the butt. But boy, they could have sold a lot more tickets. They probably done well at halftime. Halftime again, I guess, the amount of food they did. But nonetheless, a very successful event. I think their proceeds benefited the Harvard City Bank. So, again, all these contests, usually SBA, SBN, benefit some type of charity. So that's the great thing about them. Somebody in need, and especially in this economy, and in your face for charity in need of dollars and support, is a great way to support them and then for people in the area, and as well as the teams, it's a great way. You're kind of doing your part as well, supporting these organizations. You may not be giving money to them per se directly, but purchasing tickets for the cooking teams, having their entry fee and cooking that extra food for the contest, that's a lot of extra effort goes in to do that. And I know the contest and these organizations appreciate that. And like I said, it goes to a great cause. So yeah, we had three really good contests. You figure right there in Walkerboro and in Sumter and Columbia. So like I said, kind of close proximity. So anybody was in kind of the Columbia area, boy, you had a great opportunity to go out and catch some great barbecue. And you figure it was 42 in Columbia and another 17 down in Walkerboro. So that was what the take of six. So we had about 75 teams competing. They were within about a 75-mile radius. So Doc and I was fortunate that we were the state of Doc and I with all these great cooking teams coming in and also kind of benefits the economy. You figure in this area, some of these teams come in, and maybe some teams are from far away or have family, and so they got to get a hotel room, or some people before they leave town they go they're going to get a bite to eat somewhere, or buy gas. I mean, it's amazing all the revenue that can be brought into these places as well because of these events. So there's just a lot of positive things happening from this. So great weekend, three great contests, and boy, if we can have that every weekend in South Carolina, I think it'd be unbelievable. For this weekend, we've got Horsin and Hoggin down here in my neck of the woods in Aiken, South Carolina, and then we've also got I think it's at Hunt Fest. I'm sitting here playing a computer now, come up with the kind of thinking these things off the top of my head. I'm like, man, I got a computer, why don't I just stick with this, right? So I think it's let's look this up real quick. Pretty sure it is Hub City Hog Fest. Oh, that's it, Hub City Hog Fest up there in Spartanburg. Hopefully they'll have some better weather than they did last year. I know it was pretty rainy and miserable. I'm not putting that off the contest, but just kind of anytime it's rainy, especially up that part of the country, and this time of year, I'm sure it was really cold and didn't feel real good. So hopefully this weekend will have some good weather as well. So I got two good contests as well, Hub City Hog Fest and Horsin and Hoggin down here in Aiken. So we'll be there. It's kind of good, I think, when you have two contests that are not necessarily in the kind of the same geographic area. That allows cook teams that are maybe in different parts of South Carolina. It makes you look, maybe get some of the weekend where they don't have a bigger line. I guess the thing about my buddy's Gold Branch boys, I think they're up there in Anderson, so I would assume that they're going to be cooking in Spartanburg. That's a lot easier ride for them than coming all the way down here to Aiken. So you figure Aiken, a lot of the teams in the Columbia area, and of course we got the two or three teams here out of Aiken, and of course Backwoods over there in Trenton, and so forth. So anything in the kind of Columbia area, not a bad drive to Aiken. Of course the ones maybe up toward the Charlotte area or more toward the coast, not going to be an easier weekend for them. But I do think all in all the benefits the SCBA by having a little bit of distance between the two contests, where it helps out not only with cookers, but maybe it helps out with judges as well. I don't know where most of the judges are located, or if they're pretty much a pretty big scattering of judges all across South Carolina, but kind of make it easier for the judges as well, or easier for them to maybe choose, or even for the you know, for the SCBA to get enough judges for these events, like that. So this is, I think, the Hub City. I think that was their first event last year, so this will be their second go around this year. So we send the best of luck and hope they have a great contest up there. Also, and of course, like I said, we'll find out from Dwayne when he calls in here in a bit. But I think this is the fourth year for the one in 18. You know, he started out after I think the first couple of years out there behind Holly Tracker, and Bill was able to work it out with the city of Macon and come downtown and again, kind of a nice setting. We're able to utilize downtown Macon on the flat surface and have good access to water and power support. And speaking of that, I think we got Mr. Dwayne Jones on the line here. Let's click bring him up to be here. Dwayne, is that you?
Yeah, it is, Chris. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. Good, man. Good. I thought that was you. I don't see the person's name. I just see the number come up. I thought that was you. Well, appreciate you calling in. We were just kind of recapping the weekend, the three events we had here in South Carolina this past weekend, and just talking about this weekend. Obviously, we got the Hub City Hogfest up there in Spartanburg, and of course, more important than us, we've got for our hometown, we've got your event, the Horses and Hogging, right down here in Aiken this Friday and Saturday. So, Dwayne, I'll just kind of let you take it away, man, if you don't mind. Just kind of give us a little background on kind of how the event started and kind of how it, I think is this the fourth year? Is that correct?
I think it's the fifth year, Chris.
Okay. I blew it. Man, I said third or fourth. It's the fifth. So, man, I was double on. So, 50. Okay. Well, good. That's great, man. Five. That's great. So this is the fifth year. So, just kind of give us a little background on the event, and I always like to hear from the contest organizers a little bit about the charity behind the scene and the charity benefit, and then just kind of tell us a little bit more detail about the contest. So, man, we'll just turn it over to you right now.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, this, like I said, I think this is the fifth year of our event. We started it out down at Holly Tractor in Aiken, but we outgrew that pretty quick, and we moved it over to Newberry Street in downtown Aiken, which is a beautiful venue. The Cookers love it. They got all the power they need, all the water they need. Plus, they're on asphalt. And they're in walking distance to downtown Aiken, so we, you know, got the great restaurants and everything to do on Friday night. I don't make the Cookers do anything on Friday night, anything but or chicken wings or anything, so they can go out and enjoy themselves. This year we really beefed it up. We got a payout of over $5,000. We're doing three meats. We're doing butts, ribs, and brisket. So really kind of stepped this event up this year. We're looking at probably around 20 to 25 cookers, so about the same as we always get. But tell you what, it's going to be a fun event. It looks like the sun's going to shine beautiful for us Friday and maybe a thunderstorm late afternoon on Saturday. So it'll be a great weekend to get out.
Sounds good, man. That sounds good. Now, speaking of the amount of teams, do you have some wins still for teams? Anybody that's listening maybe that may want to possibly get in late?
Yeah, no, I'm taking teams till Wednesday morning. I'm going to cut it off probably around 12 on Wednesday. So I would love to have a few more teams. If we can get up to 25 to 28 teams, that would be outstanding. It's a $250 entry fee. I provide the butts. You bring your own ribs and brisket. So South Carolina Barbecue Association will be judging it. So, you know, we'll have some outstanding judges. So, I think, you know, it's a cooker's paradise down there, and all the cookers love it. You know, I cook myself, so I really enjoy it myself.
Yeah, that's what I was telling. Obviously, it's not only for the barbecue contest, but just that venue, Aiken has a lot of events right there for anybody listening in that's not familiar with Aiken, but that Newberry Street area works out great to have an event. They're able to kind of section off that area from traffic, so everybody can kind of park somewhere in downtown Aiken and kind of just walk over there, and if they want to get a bite to eat at a restaurant or Friday evening, maybe come mingle, talk with some cookers and, you know, learn some stuff. It's a good opportunity, and of course, on Saturday as well. Now, Dwayne, you're selling, I think you're selling, pre-selling butts. Are you still doing that, or as far as for many anybody that makes an airship for $7, okay? And that's $30 a butt?
$30 a butt, yep. I think we're up to about 35 butts right now. So, you know, we can probably get up to around 70. And people enjoy that. They can, you know, come down and taste the barbecue and then, you know, get them a butt to go home with. And but you have to order that in advance so we, you know, we can accommodate you.
Now, are you doing tickets or wristbands and then giving out samples on Saturday? How's that going to work?
Well, what we do is we sell wristbands. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children. You go around, you can sample everybody's barbecue. So you figure that up. If you go around and sample everybody's barbecue, you'll be eating around 4 pounds of barbecue for breakfast almost. And, I mean, you can't beat that deal. That's a dealer's century. You know, some of these cook-offs are up to $20 now for your sampling. Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to keep it economical. And one thing you got to look out about this cook-off is, the top teams in the state will be there. So, you know, I think one through five will be there. So, you know, you'll have some outstanding barbecue.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, that's what time will they be able to start coming up and put some wristbands?
10:30. I think we're going to go from 10:30 to 12:30, and we will try to do awards around 1:30.
Awards around 1:30. Okay.
Yep. Yep. But if anybody's got any questions, they're more than welcome to call me. Telephone number is 803-599-8303, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you've got.
Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, that was this is blog radio. We basically go through phone lines, so I don't know, my cell line just dropped off. So sorry about that. You're probably wondering, what the hell happened to that guy? Sorry about that. We dropped
Chris was talking to me.
We dropped off. I think when I watched today, I was asking about, I know some events had the volunteers giving out. So who is the charity benefiting, and will you have any volunteers out there helping to kind of disperse the food on Saturday?
Yes, we do. We do this for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They'll bring high school kids from about 5 different high schools in Aiken County, and they'll bring about 50 volunteers with them. Every team will have a server, so that way, you know, once you get your butts chopped up, you go do what you got to do with your rest of your cooking, and let them take over and serve you food for you, and. You know, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it's an outstanding organization to do this for, and they really appreciate it. And they spend a lot of money and a lot of time in schools and helping out.
Well, that's great, man. I'm glad to hear about the volunteer thing. As you know, being a cooker, and for all the other cookers out there listening, that it can be a little bit of a pain, unfortunately, when on Saturday mornings, as we know, if we're trying to get our box is ready, and then unfortunately, got to have somebody out there to serve the food as well. Of course, some teams, you know, may have 4 or 5 people, and maybe it's not as big of a deal, but, for others, if you only got 1 or 2 people, it can be a bit of a hassle. So that's great that the volunteers will be out there, and, of course, I think it's good for them to be out there, and the people that come out and taste the food to see that as well. It's just a great, good community event, and you know, I think people enjoy seeing that. So, man, that's good news. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, and go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're good.
Well, I just, you know, when we talked to them about switching our organizations, and, you know, I talked to them about what they did and, you know, and what they do with the money and, you know, how it really affects some of these kids that are trying to do good.
That's right.
you know, it really helps them, and you know, shows that people, you know, really do care for them. And you know, some of these teenagers nowadays think, you know, that people don't care about them, and they really show them that, you know, people do care about them. And it's just a great organization, and they, you know, if you come out there Saturday, they're all smiles, and that's great.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Now, they mentioned it's a nice payout, about $5,000. What's the breakdown, Dwayne, for the cookers out there listening in? What's the breakdown on the categories as far as, is it like first, second, third, or first, fourth?
Yeah, what we're doing is butts, I think, is 800, 500, 300. Ribs and brisket are 5, 3, and 2. And then we're doing a grand champion of 1,000 and 500 reserve grand.
Okay. Oh, that makes it nice. Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of the best payouts in the South Carolina Barbecue Association. You know, I kind of figured I was going to have people beating down the door, but I think some people are just scared of that brisket.
Yeah, I guess some people haven't cooked it before. You know, but nonetheless, you got two other categories as well. And, you know, really, if you figure it out, and you got three cats, so that's nine. And then so you got 11 chances, basically, to walk. So anytime I go cook an event, yeah, I think I always kind of look at the, you know, your odds. And so anytime you got more odds to win something, you feel a little better about it, no matter what field or where you're going. You just, I mean, more chances to win, just it's just better. So I think, I think that's great. You got three meats in there. I think it's fun to have something that maybe you don't cook as often. And, you know, quite honestly, it puts everybody on pretty much the same playing field. I mean, some people may have cooked a little bit more than others, but I doubt there's many guys in SCBA that cook brisket all the time. So really everybody's kind of on the same playing field. And then to have the opportunity for like a grand or reserve, you know, gives another two chances to win something as well. So you don't necessarily have to be a first place in something. You know, quite honestly, you could be actually maybe fourth place in three categories, and you may end up reserve or grand. You never know. Somebody could be first in one and not too well in the others, and so forth. So just gives everybody a good chance to you know, pick up some prize money. And as we know, it's a labor of love, something we enjoy doing. But sure, it's nice to pick up a check at the end of the day to kind of help offset those costs. So that's that's good to know. Good thing.
Yeah. I was really kind of hoping it was going to get a better a better turnout for us cookers. I kind of said, well, you know, for $5,000 and, you know, I kind of figured they would be beating down the door. But, you know, I hope to pick up a few more cookers. I would love to, you know, get up in the 28 range. We can handle that. So, you know, and, you know, you're not going to get a better venue. If you're a cooker, you know as well as I do, both of us being cookers, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, I think, probably a comparison for anybody that enjoys the Port Royal setting, you'll find that this setting is as good or better. You're a little bit, everything's a little bit closer. I think you'll find that, you know, the same thing with power and water. And, of course, the nice thing here, you can have pretty easy access to some restaurants you can walk around to. So, you know, very, very similar type situation, you know, kind of the downtown area. Just like Port Royal, they kind of shut off the traffic, do the same thing there in Aiken. So I think everybody will find that. I'm hoping by, you know, we're starting to try to do these radio shows and try to get people more in tune, and maybe those that are kind of sitting on the sideline and maybe not going to contests as a third meet, they're kind of getting the word out and help educate everybody, but you know, that's what I hope tonight. Maybe we're able to get you a couple more cookers, and anybody that's maybe an Aiken area or a family friend of a cooker or something might be listening in. Hopefully they'll take advantage of coming out on a great opportunity. Let's just say there's 20 teams and 2 ounces of barbecue. I mean, that's a good 40 ounces. So somebody, you can say you could eat close to 3 pounds. So, 3 pounds of barbecue would probably run easily, but with tax, about $25, $28 easily. You know, you figure $10, you're going to go get taste barbecue. Heck of a prize, plus it's probably going to be a lot better barbecue than you go buy at some restaurant anyway. So something's been slow smoked and cooked the night before, fresh. So you know, one opportunity, and then you know, makes it easy for the for kids as well. So man, this sounds real good, Dwayne. Well, anything else you want to add about the contest, Dwayne? While we got you on here.
No, I believe we've kind of covered it. I just you know, if there's any more cookers listening, please give me a shout. I mean, I would love to have a few more cookers. So, but if anybody wants to talk to me about it, just give me a call. And I appreciate everything you do, Chris. I thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate being on. I tell you what, Dwayne, if you got to go, if you just hang on for a second. I got a caller coming in, and maybe somebody wants to get on the air. They may have a question. You might mind hanging on a second. Let's up here.
All right,
we got. We got 843-214. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, it's JT. JT's Barbecue. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, JT. How you doing, man? I don't know if you've been listening in. We got Dwayne Jones, cooker slash organizer this week, of course, with the Horse and Hoggin up here in Aiken. So I don't know if you've been listening in, but we've been talking about the contest coming up this weekend. So should be a good
one. I sure have. I've been listening in and enjoying the show, and always a pleasure to listen to Dwayne as well. And just wanted to call in and I cooked that event last year, and just wanted to let everybody else know, too, from a cooker standpoint, that you're not going to find a better venue around. It was awesome, and it was a great place to set up, and I really enjoyed the freedom on Friday nights to kind of just relax, and you can focus a little bit more on your meat trim while you're there, and then you go have a sit-down dinner at a restaurant. You don't feel rushed, and it was a wonderful event, and I encourage anybody who's out there listening and wants to cook an event, this is one that you should not miss. It's one of my favorites every year, and I can't wait to get down there this weekend.
Well, good deal, man. I know Dwayne, appreciate sharing that. And, yeah, it's a good point. Obviously, kind of with some things Dwayne had already stressed. But, man, what a good opportunity Friday night. It's a nice area down there and very relaxed. So everybody can kind of take the time and don't have to worry about cooking something Friday night. You got time to get your get all your meat prepped and so forth. And then that leads to time. You can go grab your pizza or go somewhere else on downtown Aiken. I mean, they got all kind of places down there within an easy walk distance, so you can do that, and just makes it a lot easier on folks. And the weather's looking good, like we said, and you get great access to the power and water, so you're not going to have a much better venue for a contest. And then obviously, as we know, we're all there to have fun and enjoy ourselves, but sure it's nice to pick up some prize money, so he's got one of the better contests this year as far as prize money. So, we hope anybody's listening in that maybe is kind of sitting on the fence, man. You need to get Dwayne a call, and you got until Wednesday morning, I think about 12 o'clock, you said, to sign up for this event. It's going to be a good one, and like I said, we got a lot of the top teams already coming in, so it should be a good competitive contest, and. I know I'm looking forward to it, especially since I've only got a 3-mile drive from lunch. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I had a great time last time. There's a sushi restaurant that's somewhere down that back alley where, and you guys probably know what I'm talking about, but I went and had sushi on Friday night, and it was a relaxing time. Went back, I picked the banjo a little bit. I really didn't know what to do with myself because I didn't have anything to cook on Friday night, but it was wonderful to actually be able to kind of relax. And then I had a server. These high school students, man, they're eager to get out there. I had them. They were, hey, what can I do for you? What can I do for you now? I mean, they're serving barbecue. They were cleaning up. They were just amazing. So it's one of the events that, everything you ask for as a cooker that you would want in an event, this has it. It has the prize money. It's got the categories. It's got the servers. It's got the Friday night. It's got the location, the venues, and it's awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time this weekend.
Yeah, I tell you, man, the service is so important, because we cooked the first 2 weeks, we cooked SCBA events, and both events had servers. And then we cooked this weekend at Smoked at the Market, which I enjoyed the event. They got a lot of positives with the venue, the power of the water, so forth. But, man, no volunteers will serve. In fact, they asked me afterwards to come up and ask them for some suggestions. I said, well, I know you got a lot of teams, but one of my first suggestions would be get a server for everybody, because, man, we were... So thankfully, there were so many people out there that we ran out of food in less than an hour. So it wasn't terrible, but it would have been just a nightmare if we would have had that much more food. It would have been a good thing for the people, but half of the teams would be out here serving food. Are you kidding me? So having those servers, And when it's people with the organization, that's nice. And for me, I like meeting new people and so forth, and I talk with them and find out what's happening with them and why they're out there and their connection with the organization, so forth. So man, it just makes a lot of fun. And that's the when you look at a contest, you look at the right way to run it and the right things to do, man. This is how you do it, man. Give you to me multiple meet, easy Friday night, volunteers on Saturday, easy access to power and water. I mean, it all adds up to a heck of an event. So anybody that's out there, Dwayne's on the message board and he's got the info on the SCBA site. So please bring that up and look that up and get in this event, man. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, those events that are run by cookers or judges who are really experienced in judging always turn out to be the best because they've been there, done that. And so we're looking good out there. I'm looking to defend that first place pork I had there last year. So hopefully Aiken and Edgefield, it's always been a good area for me. So I could use a win about now. So we're going to be going out there and doing our best. But above all that, you got Friday night to be able to hang out with your friends and Jeff and Larry and Gene and Chris and all those guys that we see every weekend. We kind of relax and we get to kind of hang out Friday. So I'm going to go back to listening to the show. Just wanted to call in and again tell all the cookers it's a great event. You don't want to miss that. And look forward to seeing Dwayne and everybody else down there this weekend. So guys, have a good night.
Hey, JT.
Yes, sir.
JT. Hey, I don't know about that first place pork. I think that's going to go to me.
No, I don't mind a second place. I mean, anything in the top five these days for me would be a welcome change. So I don't mind it at all.
No. You can't finish on top of so many times. And I've had a good run so far, but, y'all kill me if I do good in my own event.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll see you down this weekend, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good evening.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Change gears a little bit. I just happened to see this on the SCBA board. I don't know if you know anything about it, but I noticed they got a new website with a lot of SCBA merchandise. Do you know anything about that, or do you? I didn't know if that was something that's brand new or something that happened a little bit and just finally got it online. Or you have any information on that, much?
Yeah, I was talking to, I believe it was Mike Sexton, and they were just trying to find a way to get a lot more of the apparel out there to the SCBA members because usually the only time you can get it is either maybe the judges seminar they do twice a year or the annual meeting. And so they, I guess they joined forces from what I understand with one of these online apparel companies and just, with the logo placement stuff and got it a lot easier. So now you don't have to wait for the meetings and you don't have to wait for the seminars. You can just go online and order your shirts, order your hats and whatnot and get your SCBA apparel and everything, probably more for judges and everything who are trying to get, shirts and stuff. So it looks like it's a pretty cool deal.
Hey, that's great, man. That's great. I saw that. I kind of browsed the website just a little bit. And anybody listening in, man, that's a good opportunity. Like I said, I think in the past it used to be just at those judges' meetings or seminars where the person would actually be there selling merchandise. And if you didn't get to that seminar that day, you weren't going to get whatever you wanted. But it looks like now you've got, access to the website, which is nice. And secondly, I don't know, but I just went to one judge at seminar because it was right here in Aiken a little year ago. But it looks like to me that they've got a lot more variety of things to choose from. So
on the online store. Yeah, they've already got, all kind of stuff, college shirts, T-shirts, hoodies, apparel, all that. So, I'm definitely going to pick up a shirt or two myself. So just kind of go out around town and promote the brand and maybe, prompt some questions and drive up some membership and stuff. So looking forward to it. Well, I hear my dinner bell's calling me. My wife's in the window going, come in the house and eat. So I'm going to go in there and eat. And I'll see you guys this weekend.
See you Friday.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hey, appreciate hanging on, Dwayne. I want to share some of these numbers. I should have memorized. I know JT calls in a friend out, but I wasn't sure that somebody had a question out. But, again, we appreciate you calling in and looking forward to a great event this Saturday. So hopefully we've hopefully we've got a couple more teams maybe for you or somebody's listening in or Now I'm like, you know what, I need to get up to Aiken this week. I need to come to this event. So hopefully we'll get a few more teams in there for you. And nevertheless, though, it's already looks like it shapes up to be a great event this weekend. So I know I'm certainly looking forward to it. And, you know, with some good weather. And I'm trying to remember last year, I think the weather, did we have a little rain on Friday night? Maybe a little bit. But I think the weather was pretty good for the most part last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year we just got a little bit of rain in the middle of the night, I think. The year before is when we got that big downpour.
Yeah, ain't nothing you can do about that, man. That's just Mother Nature. We have no control over that, unfortunately. But I think, yeah, like I said, this year, maybe a little shower late Saturday afternoon, possibly. But for the most part, while we're at the contest and when most of the stuff is going on, it looks like we should be in good shape. And temperature-wise, looks like it's going to be pretty good as well. So that makes it nice.
So, yep, it looks like the weather's going to be great. Like you said, Saturday afternoon, maybe a little thunder shower, but I think we're going to be able to get it all. So, you know, I get everybody out of there real quick. So if we have awards at 1 or 1:30, you'll be gone from there by 2 o'clock.
Super.
So,
one more question. I know this is asked a lot. I'm kind of curious. What teams are coming in on Friday, Dwayne? What time is the cooks meeting? And then also, if you have an idea of what time to meet, this is a 3-day contest, maybe a little bit more. Well, actually, I guess you're bringing in the ribs and brisket, so that's a little different. But what time will the bucks be getting there, do you know?
Should be there around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And, you know, the cookers can come in as early as 8. I should be there by 7:30 Friday morning. So the cookers can come on in early and, you know, so, but, no, I try to get the food truck there and get that food delivered real quick. So, you know, everybody can get it trimmed and enjoy themselves.
Awesome. And as you mentioned, everybody, to know the cooking event that you'd be bringing your own brisket and your own ribs. So and of course the Dwayne will be supplying the butt there. So well, good deal, man. I don't want to hold you up on that, but I appreciate you calling in and giving us all this info. As we said, it looks like a great event for this weekend. And so anybody listening in or something, man, they need to give Dwayne a call and before Wednesday and get your application in for Horse and Hog, and it's going to be a good one.
All right, Chris. Well, you have a good night. I appreciate all the help.
All right, Dwayne. Take care, my friend. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Dwayne Jones, Horse and Hog, and as we've been talking with you the last 15, 20 minutes or so, appreciate Dwayne calling in. As I said, it's going to be a nice event right here in Aiken. You got certain events that you go to year after year, and obviously for us, being a local team, we obviously enjoy those. But still, though, this again is a very nice event with the venue and the prize money and so forth. So you need to give him a call and give him this event that if you can, because I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's a list of events out there. I think it's a little lost since I threw the number out there, but you're certainly welcome to stay on the line and listen in. But if you want to call in and get on the air, and maybe you cooked at one of the events this past weekend, had a couple of thoughts about it, but number is 347-202-0263. If you may be listening on our online link and want to get on the line, that's 347-202-0263. Give us a call, and we'll talk to barbecue. We'll talk to tailgating. Everybody there's going to love the tailgating, and I guess we're kind of in college baseball season. If you want to talk to college baseball, man, I'll talk some college baseball with you, too. So love to do that as well. And, you know, for the folks that are listening out there, I appreciate it. You kind of helped me get the word out. You know, maybe email a couple of your buddies or text a couple of your buddies, or if you got a Facebook page or something, how about throw our link out there, you know, kind of put that out there for folks. We're just our main goal here on Ultimate Tailgate's Barbecue Tailgate Show is right now it's just to try to build the barbecue SCBA brand here in South Carolina, trying to do it for as well for SBN. That's pretty much two of the what I consider kind of more of the more local, you know, sanctioned bodies, those two, especially SCBA. So we're trying to get that. trying to get that name out there, trying to get that brand built up. They've already done a tremendous job, obviously, but we're just trying to help them out and really push it, trying to help these individual contests. As we mentioned, the week of a contest, we're going to try to have that contest organized our own. Apologize, I should have tried to get in touch with folks at the Hub City Hall Fest, get them on as well. We'll try to do a better job of that in the future. We got two contests. We'll try to get a hold of both contests and get them both on the air. But we're just trying to help get the word out about South Carolina Barbecue Association, the contest, just all the good things that are happening, and also with Southern Barbecue Network as well. As most of you know, that they've been listening to the show for a while, we pretty much talk barbecue all the way through probably about the 1st of August. And, of course, we kind of changed gears in. And we'll still talk barbecue. We'll still be talking barbecue and all, but we kind of changed gears in. We talked some college football. Everybody knows on the tailgate. This is a big tailgate group as well. So we have a big time and travel all around the Southeast going to that kind of football games and different venues and so forth. So we'll be talking SEC football, but, man, we'll talk SEC football. We'll talk Big 12 football. We'll talk all kinds of college football when it gets in the fall. So, I think a lot of guys out there barbecuing, there's somebody that's their favorite team, whether it be South Carolina, Clemson, Georgia, Florida, whoever it may be. So we're trying to kind of tie this thing in together like that, the tailgate and the barbecue. So just kind of help to spread the word out there, put it on the, like I said, Facebook page. If you got a Twitter account, want to shoot that link to skip your buddies on Twitter, that would be great as well. Shoot the text messages out there, emails, like I said, whatever it may be, just help us get the word out there. We're going to mainly kind of stick with contests, but you know what, if you're listening in, if you got a got somebody I think would be a good person to call in, maybe somebody that particular sauce, sells a particular rub, has some type of grill or some type of product, and if you want to get them in touch with me, we'll get them on the show and I'll talk to them. I'd love to do that as well. We've had a pretty good amount of people on in the past, because we've had Mark Burns, Smoke Coles. We've had folks up there with Hunt Point talking about brisket and certain things that you can order. His place up there in, I think, actually in New York, Johnny Love up there in New York. We've had him on a couple of times. And so we love to get the people on there that with different products and so forth connected with barbecue, and they give you a chance to kind of get some info for you, and then also gives you an opportunity to call in and talk to them on the air as well. So we try to mix it up and do things like that. So if you're listening in, and like I said, if you know somebody that would be a good addition to the show, having them on, or like I said, whether it be a rub or a sauce, maybe you got a barbecue restaurant out there that's an old favorite or one that's been around for a long, long time, and about to get them on and talk to them, maybe about the kind of their history, and do they smoke with hickory wood, or whatever it may be. Just kind of talk some barbecue and have some fun with them. I know there's a couple of some pretty neat places kind of scattered across South Carolina, so quite honestly, I don't think we've ever had anybody on from that side of it, but I'd love to talk to some folks, just talk some tea with them and get them in. So if you've got a favorite restaurant, or I'd say favorite restaurant, maybe more along the lines of a barbecue spot or whatever it may be, I'm going to get in touch with me or give me a call and get me their number, and I'd be glad to touch base with them and get them on the show as well, so we can talk some and talk some barbecue. So, I'm not sure what the man Darryl Mass, he must be traveling. I think he was doing the Food Truck Wars, doing some video, doing some filming on that. You probably go to barbecuesuperstars.com, one of our sponsors of Love the Tailgate Barbecue and this show as well. So, I'm going to go to the website and check out Darryl and his exploits. He does a great job of covering all types of stuff barbecue. Pretty much, I would tell you, all around the Southeast. But, man, old Darryl, man, he moves around all over the place. So you never know where Darryl's going to be next. Go to the website and track old Darryl down and see where he's headed to next and see what he's filming. And what he's doing and so forth. So he's a man that's certainly on the move on CrossFit, doing all kind of barbecue stuff and helping and doing a great job building the just building barbecue and you know, getting people out there up to speed on a lot of things that are going on as well. So, but I hope everybody, as we mentioned the first part of the show, everybody had a great weekend, and maybe you were able to, or had a contest somewhere, or maybe just wanted to go out on the weekend and, man, just take in that good fresh air and that sunshine. It was just a great weekend to hit just about anything, quite honestly, outside. Weather-wise, it doesn't get much better than that. Really, it wasn't too hot, really wasn't too cold. Just kind of that perfect temperature. So I hope that hope that's what we'll be having this weekend as well. So down here, and I hope the folks up there in Spartanburg at the Hub City Hawk Fest have some great weather as well. So you know, for next week we'll try to get in touch with I think it's Bob Floyd maybe with the contest over there in Florence, and then I think it's a lady down there in Burroughs Inlet. That's a new contest down there at Burroughs Inlet. First year for that one, because that's the Big Brothers and Big Sisters there in Florence. I think that's Bob Judy is the guy's name. And then I think it's Christine, is it Fetty, F-E-T-T-E? It's Pauly's Island Barbecue Battle at the Beach, man. How about that? That's a heck of a name, isn't it? Pauly's Island Barbecue Battle at the Beach. This sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? And check this out, man. I'm just pulling this up online. Gotta love this now. It's at the Beaver Bar. How about that now? It's at the Pauly's Island Barbecue Battle at the Beach at the Beaver Bar in Merrill's Inlet. I don't know how you get much better than that for a name now. I'm going to tell you what. They get my vote so far probably on the best name and the best location of the year. I'll tell you that. They got it. They got that one locked in. So I'll give them credit for that. Good job. Good job, guys. Well done, Atlanta's folks out there. So, well, I'll tell you what, we're just probably a couple minutes shy here, but like old JP mentioned, I got the old green egg fired up on the deck out there. We're going to put some bone-in chicken breasts on the grill and cook those up and have some veggies as well. So I think we're going to go ahead and just cut out here a couple minutes early. I don't see any other callers coming up on the line. So, again, I want to thank everybody for listening in. Hope everybody has a great week. Look forward to seeing all my barbecue friends down here in the big town of Aiken, South Carolina, this Friday, Saturday in Horsham and Hagen. Good luck to all those teams as well that are traveling to the Hub City Hall Fest. But, again, thanks for everybody listening tonight. We appreciate Dwayne Jones calling in and giving us all that great information about Horsham and Hagen this weekend. But we'll be back on next Monday. I think we've got one more Monday in March. All right, I guess that'll be the 31st. So we'll be back next Monday, the 31st, to talk about the contest coming up that following weekend. So everybody have a great week calling in. And you know what? We're going to close it out with one I love. Go Cox.